Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia. I'm the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm doing a quick roundup of the major issues that can affect the security paradigm in East Asia Pacific this Friday, the 29th of March. Firstly, in Thailand, the pro-military Palang Pracharat Party has won Thailand's popular vote with 100% of the ballots now counted. However, the results remain unofficial until final results are announced by the Election Commission on May 9. The Palang Pracharat Party won 8.4 million votes, while the pro-Thaksin Phuthai Party garnered 7.9 million votes. This is a significant issue or part of Thailand's political history. It does show great fatigue and disappointment by Thais that are disenchanted with traditional political parties, such as those aligned to corrupt businessmen that are now exiled from Thailand, and also to underperforming parties that are supposedly representing democracy in an efficient way, most notably the Democrats. The success of new parties like the Palang Pracharat Party and the Thanathorn-led Future Forward Party evidence that people want to change and want leadership. The military-led government, despite bias, bigoted and myopic commentary from Western countries and Western media, have proven to be both popular and effective. Of course, many people don't want and don't support a military-led government in a supposed democracy. Thanathorn, the leader of the Future Forward Party and the son of billionaire car part distributors, met that need. The rise of both these parties is a message to other people and parties in the lower house that Thais are now tired of narcissistic, greedy politicians, and the voting public have matured, whereby they are no longer idle pawns accepting false, empty words from politicians that hide the agendas that are not motivated in the interest of the Thai public. The Election Commission's announcement does not yet make it clear who the overall winner of the March 24 election will be on a elected seat basis. Both the Palang Pracharat and a Phuthai-led coalition of seven political parties have claimed a mandate to form a coalition to form the next government. The Phuthai-led coalition captured enough seats to form the majority with 255 members in the House of Representatives. However, it is short of the required number of lower house and Senate seats to nominate the Prime Minister. The 250-member military-appointed Senate is expected to back the Palang Pracharat Party and retain Prayut Chan-o-Cha as the Prime Minister. The situation highlights the key role of the Senate in forming the government under the new constitution of 2017, which was formed by the current military government. In Indonesia, will have its fourth presidential election debate tomorrow in Jakarta. This is the fourth out of the five debates scheduled between President Widodo and challenger Prabowo Subianto. The topics for the debate have and will be ideology, government, security, defence and international relationships. The Jakarta Metro Police will reportedly deploy 5,000 officers to secure the debate, which will be held at Jakarta's iconic Shangri-La Hotel. The debate is expected to be keenly watched by Indonesians. Pre-election surveys show Widodo still commands a comfortable lead over his rival. Clients in Jakarta are, of course, advised to avoid the vicinity of Shangri-La Hotel tomorrow in line of traffic expected leading up to the debate. Also in Indonesia, Papuan independence fighters have vowed to launch more attacks on Indonesian soldiers that are building the Trans-Papua Highway. In a video being circulated in the social media, Liberation Army Commander Egyanus Kogoya said, "We cannot step back. We will not hesitate to pursue the Indonesian military and the police until Jakarta gives us independence." Kogoya taunts the military for being unable to find the Papuan fighters, even though they are in the same mountainous area in Nduga. The Papuan rebels' video signals that clashes in Papua are likely to escalate. Clients in Papua are advised to always avoid visiting the Nduga Regency and especially the highland tribal areas in around the large rich Freeport mine, including areas in Banti, Dani, Ikari areas. Also to employ high-risk security measures in Papua and be aware of special travel permits required to go to the province, even for employment pass holders. These passes are called Surat Keterangan Jalan, or travel permission letters, and are obtained through an application to the police in Jakarta. Allow several days to obtain approval. In Myanmar, fresh fighting broke out on March 27 between the Myanmar military and two ethnic rebel groups in the eastern Shan State's Namtu Township. The military clashed with the Shan State Progressive Party and the Ta'ang National Liberation Army, displacing more than 200 villages. The clash signifies that more fighting between the government forces and armed ethnic rebels can be expected in the region. The clash happened even though the Shan State is part of the military's unilateral ceasefire announced on December 21 last year and due to end on April 21. Clients in Myanmar are advised to avoid visiting conflict-ridden states, including the Rakhine and Shan States. For critical business missions in these states, also contact APAC assistance to plan and deploy appropriately trained security personnel for close personal protection. In China, three people were injured and the suspect was killed in an arson and bomb attack on a police station in Shenyang in northeastern Liaoning province yesterday. Authorities did not specify how the suspect died. Bomb explosions have occurred in China in recent years. In January, twin blasts rocked a high-rise building in the city of Changchun, killing one person and injuring another. The unrest prompted authorities to launch a sweeping campaign against terrorism and separatism in the northeastern region of the country. Clients are advised to employ caution while travelling in China. Please do check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia operational risk memberships. Thank you.